strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. A very good morning and a blessed Lord's Day to everyone. Now today, as mentioned, is the last Lord's Day of 2025. Well, we want to thank God we are here this last Lord's Day, and some are worshiping with us online. In another 3 or 4 days, 2025 will be behind us, and 2026, a new year, is before us. Personally, in spite of the busyness of festive season, you know, vacations, participating and sharing in many events, by the grace of God, I was able to spend some reflection, sometimes reflecting on what transpired in the year 2025. Now, it would take many, many hours for me to relate to you. But overall, I would say that God is so, so good. I'm thankful to the Lord that the last song we sang, The Goodness of God. God is faithful, and His favor was upon me. And I must say, I have another very blessed, fruitful years. Now, I was thankful recently to be given the task to give 3 devotions based on Galatians 5, 22 to 23, the fruit of the Spirit. I'm sure we all know the 9 fruits. And I was personally enriched as I prepared these 3 devotions. And the people that I ministered to were also blessed. So all praise and glory to God. Now indeed, God's favor is upon my ministries. I'm very, very thankful. Brothers and sisters, as we stand at the threshold of another year, I want to strongly encourage you to spend some time in reflection. Think, how are you living your life? Are you happy with your life? Is your life pleasing to God? Have you been loving God? Loving your neighbor? I tell you, it is good for your soul as you reflect upon God's goodness. No, again, as I did that, I have confessions to make, many confessions. But a lot of thanksgiving, recounting God's goodness and His faithfulness. And in my reflections, I pray to Him to grant me health and strength. I always emphasize this, not because to enjoy, but health and strength to continue serve Him. Serve Him sincerely, diligently and faithfully. The days behind me were memories of challenges, disappointments too, and many moments of grace. The days ahead, I don't know about tomorrow, but I trust the God who has led me thus far will continue to do so. He will lead and guide me. I think many of us, you know, have mixed emotions. Some look back with gratitude because God has been so visibly faithful. Others look back and feel weary, perhaps even overwhelmed by the burdens carried for months. And still others look ahead with fear. What will the next year be? What will next year bring? Will things get better? Will I have enough strength? And there are many unknown. So let us be reminded by this very, very familiar, well-loved hymn. As I was preparing this sermon, you know, this hymn very strongly came to mind. I don't know about tomorrow. And I encourage you to trust the Lord that He holds tomorrow. We have no cause to worry. I would like us to sing the first stanza and the chorus together. I'm not copying Pastor David, which he did, you know, during last week's sermon, but it's just very impromptu, as I think it will minister to us. So let us sing this together.
I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to grey. I don't worry all the future, for I know what Jesus said. And Him, for He knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
I don't know about you, every time I sing this song, I felt so assured, so comforted that my Savior, my Jesus, holds my hand. He is with me. He provides for me. He protects me. He is my refuge, my strength. He is the light, the rock of my salvation. I hope we should sing this hymn more often. You know, our late Mrs. Goh Soo Teng, she will always begin with this song when she led in the Ling Kwang Home devotion, which I think 1 month she at least scheduled 2 or 3 to lead the Ling Kwang Home residents. And she never forget to, she always lead with this beginning, this song. That's why it impressed on me so much. Those of you volunteers, you will know. Now, another all-time favorite, Great is Thy Faithfulness. The hymn writer Thomas Chisholm beautifully captured the biblical promise in this beloved hymn. Great is Thy Faithfulness. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, which is where I borrow my title. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. This phrase echoes Scripture's promise. God gives strength for today, meaning the grace we need for this day, this moment, this season. And He gives a bright hope for tomorrow, not because tomorrow is predictable, you know, but because God is faithful. So in this last Lord's Day of the year, 2025, I'd like us to meditate on this theme, God's faithfulness. And through the rich truth of Psalm 46, I think many of you are very familiar with this psalm. And also Matthew 6, 25 to 34. And we pray, you know, that the Lord will help us discover how He equips us to live with confidence and hope at the close of 1 year and the beginning of another. Now, Psalm 46 begins with a declaration that is both bold, very bold and comforting. God is my refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Notice, the psalmist doesn't say that God gives us a refuge, as if it's a place or a thing that we can hide. He says God Himself is the refuge. He Himself is the strength. Our security is not in circumstances, but in the character of God Himself. God is our refuge. I always remind myself that my security is not in whether I have enough CPF for my retirement. Have I brought enough insurance to cover this or that? I always remind myself that. You see, a lot of things are beyond our control. They are unpredictable. Well, you may see me very well today, but not sure about tomorrow. You see, a few years back, many of you know that suddenly I discovered that I have hepatitis C, right? Remember? But thank God, by His grace, I'm cured. See, the most important thing is to stay close to the Lord, trusting that whatever may come, He will see us through. God is our refuge and our strength in the real storms of life. Life brings real troubles. I'm sure that you all agree with me. Illnesses, family tensions, friendship become sour. Disappointments, losses, uncertainties. The psalmist uses dramatic imagery here. Though the earth give way, though the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though waters roar and foam, very dramatic imagery. These are not small anxieties at all, right? Earth give ways, mountains fall. These are catastrophic events. The mountains, symbols of stability and permanence, are falling. In other words, even if your world feels like it is collapsing, the problem is overwhelming. And yet the psalmist says, we will not fear. Why? Because God is our refuge and strength. So my friends, when trials come, not our saving, not our abilities, not our health, not our own control, but God Himself. Only God's grace will sustain us. Only God's abiding presence will give us the calmness, the comfort and give us peace. Now, the phrase ever-present help means God is constantly available, 24/7, always near, every moment. So the help we need is not postponed. God gives strength each day. Not all at once for the whole day or the whole year. Remember in the Old Testament, God gave Israel manna day by day, not a week, you know, or a year's supply. Why? So that the Israelite would trust him every morning, every moment, every day. As God gives strength for today, for the workload I need to do, you know, for some of the decision that I'm struggling to make. And for some of you, you know, the grief you are carrying, or for the responsibilities you feel overwhelmed. God gives us what we need for today, to face today. So we do not fear, because God is our refuge and strength. A refuge in the real storms of life. Strength to cope each day. Second, he is also the God who is with us. Emmanuel. You know, during this Christmas period, you know, the name, one of the names of God evoked so often, Emmanuel. He is the God who is with us. So, we see Psalm 46 shifts from the violent storms of verses 1 to 3 to a peaceful river. In verse 4, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Now, interestingly, you know, as you look at commentary and all this, Jerusalem had no literal river at all. No. The psalmist uses poetic imagery to say that God himself is the life-giving presence that brings peace even when the nations rage. And verse 5 says, God is within her. You know, she will not fall. Brothers and sisters, this is not a promise that you will never experience problem. No, we will definitely experience problems, difficulties, trials. But this is a promise that God's presence keeps us from being destroyed by the difficulties that we will be facing. So we see God is our refuge, our strength, our peace, and he is with us. Next, we see twice the psalm repeats, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress, the Lord of hosts. He is the Lord of hosts, and this is a covenant language. The Lord of hosts. Meaning that he is the commander of heaven's army. The Lord of hosts, the commanders of the Lords of the heaven's army is with us. The God of Jacob, the God who remains faithful to imperfect people, is our stronghold. And that means that we don't face today, or we don't face problems alone. Whatever the year brought to our doorsteps, God never once forsook us. He has seen us through. And whatever the new year may bring, God goes before us. Strength for today flows from this truth that God is with us. God is with us, the Lord of hosts. He is our refuge, our strength, our peace. And the psalm ends with a very powerful invitation. Be still and know that I am God. Not easy to be still in this very, very troubled world. So many happening. Be still means that we stop striving, we stop fighting, we stop trying to control everything. I don't know about you, don't know whether you agree. We like to control everything. We like to have control. We often exhaust ourselves by clinging so tightly to our plans. God is telling us, stop carrying what I never asked you to carry. God never asked us to build, you know, a big, impressive church. Stop trying to solve what only I can solve, God says. Salvations belong to the Lord. We cannot convert people. Stop assuming the future depends entirely on you. My plan, sui sui. Stop thinking that the church depends on you, the ministry depends on you. God is the owner. He is the builder. Unless the Lord built the house, the labor labors in vain. So God says, be still, rest, surrender, and know that I am God. Now let me say this, very important. Stillness is not the absence of activity. That means we don't plan, we don't do anything, you know. No, I'm not saying that. You see, it is the presence of trust. We trust the Lord. The element of faith must be there. The presence of trusting God. Know that I am God means that we must recognize that God is sovereign. We always say it in our mouths. He is wise. He is good. He is faithful. He is in control even when the world is out of control. That is what it means. Know that He is God. Now, brothers and sisters, as one year ends, another year begins. You know, God's message is not to us, hey, try harder, you. Huh? Why are you so late? Try harder. No. But God says, trust deeper. Now, what we have learned in Psalm 46, this very powerful, beautiful psalm, Jesus took it and helped us to apply them in our everyday life. And we see that in our responsive scripture reading, Matthew 6, 25 to 34. Again, a very familiar passage where Jesus teaches about anxiety. Do not be anxious. Do not be anxious. We don't know about tomorrow. Matthew 6:25. Do not worry about your life. Very careful study of this. Do not worry about your life. He is not saying don't plan, don't do anything, don't think. But he is saying, God is saying, Jesus is saying, don't live in anxiety about the future. And I must confess to you, many times I got into this worry for nothing syndrome. Let me confess, you know. I think I know too much. And I think too much. And I worry too much. Even though God has been so faithful and His goodness has been running after me since I surrender my life to Him. That's why whenever I sing the song, I get very emotional. You know, I a lot of time I just need to control my tears. And I have to scold myself, you know, I have to rebuke myself and I have to repent. That's why I say this, you know, in my reflection I have confession. Worrying is not good. Jesus is a supreme master storyteller. I hope that we all preachers or those of us who are sharing, we will learn from this supreme master storyteller. He often uses objects and natures to teach us lessons. And so here in this Matthew 6, he points to the birds, which is a common sight, you know. They do not sow or reap, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Now, if God feeds creatures without planning, how much more will He care for His children who bear His image? How much more He will care for us? And he points to the lilies. Not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of these. If God clothes flowers that last only one day, maybe one week, will he not take care of you? Jesus asked, can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? The answer is definitely no. By worrying, it doesn't help. Worry cannot lengthen your life. Worrying will not only add burdens to you, it causes you more harms. That's why people go into depression. From stress to depressions, you know, it creates stresses and leads to depression. And definitely it will rob you away of God's peace. So after teaching, you know, exhorting us not to worry, he assured us that our Heavenly Father knows our needs and cares for us. He says, Jesus says, your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. God knows our needs. God is already in our tomorrow, our next weeks, our next month, our next years. He is behind us and He is also before us. He knows what we will face, what we will need, and how He will provide for us. Now, have you ever heard this statement, your future is in your hand? Have you heard this statement? Your future is in your hand. Now, before I know God, you know, I agree fully, you know, to that statement. You know, I would plan, I would do things on my own, especially excluding God because I don't know Him in the picture. So success or failures is up to me. Me. I must work harder. I must be in control. But very, very often it did not work out. Well, once in a while it works out. I would think I'm very clever. Yeah. And become proud. Gradually, as I grow in faith in the Lord, I realize that God is not demanding success. Listen carefully. God is not demanding success. He does not demand that I must always be on the top or on the top 10. I'm better. No? No, God doesn't demand that. Personally, I think He wants me to be sincere, to be genuine, to be obedient, to trust Him more than to trust myself, and to be diligent and faithful in all that He has entrusted to me, whether it's small or big. I know my future is not in my hands. It is in His loving and powerful hands. I know all the way my Savior will lead me. I know that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For God is with me, and His rod and His staff comfort me. Now, Jesus says a very well-known verse. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. We sing this and seek ye first the kingdom of God. What does that mean? It means make God your priority. Not your job, not your business, you know, not... Make God your priority. And He will take care of your necessities. Do you believe that? He will take care of your needs. I'm a very good example standing here. I came here 25 years ago, 30 years ago. Nothing. Nothing. No family, no house, zero in my CPF. But I determined to serve the Lord. I just focused on serving the Lord. Our hope for tomorrow is not to have a perfect plan. No. But our hope for tomorrow is in walking with a perfect God. Walking with a perfect God. And He is our shepherd, a good shepherd. And I know that, you know, my sermon is quite everywhere, you know, but it's somehow Psalm 23, our favorite psalm, just came to my mind. And I really like us to read in unison, okay, this psalm, because it, in a way, you know, it is related, because, you know, our God is a perfect God and He is a good shepherd. And that's why this song, this psalm is so precious. We always use it until today, you know, when I go to the hospital, when I visit people, and any, we, so let us read this psalm together, shall we? Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Jesus concludes in verse 34, the last verse. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Now, this is not discouraging us. It is freeing us, setting our bondage, our burden free. We do not have to solve next year's problem today. We do not have to carry tomorrow's burden today. God gives strength for today. Today. Tomorrow, He will give tomorrow's strength. And let me end with Lamentations, which is also, you know, not coincident. I think God has His purpose. The lamentation, you know, when in the call of worship. Lamentation. And it's, although we have studied and meditated Psalm 46, you know, Matthew 6, 25 to 34, and the sermon title is Strength for Today and Bright Hope for Tomorrow, it comes directly from Lamentation chapter 3. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. That is where the hymn got his title, Great is thy faithfulness. His mercies are new every morning, not yearly, not seasonally, daily. His mercy every morning. So we don't live on yesterday's grace. We don't need tomorrow's grace today. God meets us each morning with exactly what we need for the day. So the Lord is our portion, therefore we were hoped. Our future hope is grounded not in circumstances, not in predictions, not in resolutions even, though we may make resolution in the end of the day, not in our own strength, but in the character of God. In the character of God. Great is thy faithfulness. So my brothers and sisters, what does all this mean to us? What does all this mean to us? It means, as you and I enter the new year with strength and hope. And Scripture calls us to three responses. First, to receive God's grace for today. No, instead of saying, you know, I don't know how I will handle next week, next year, says, Lord, give me strength for today. And instead of overwhelmed by a whole year, focus on what God gives you today, each day, one day at a time, one step at a time, one breath at a time. And God's grace is sufficient. And the second response is surrender your worries about tomorrow. Jesus invites us to lay down, you know, all the fear of the unknown, the problems, the anxiety about our provision, whether, you know, I can feed my family or not. Or worry about our health, fears about aging, you know, about family problems and concern for this and that. Give to God what you can't control. Give to God what you cannot control. Instead, let us pray that, Lord, tomorrow is yours. I trust you with it. Tomorrow is yours. I trust you with it. And lastly, we fix our eyes on the faithfulness of God. Remind ourselves that He has brought us thus far, you know, through difficult days in the past years. You know, he has sustained us in moments when we felt, you know, we will break. He has never once failed or abandoned us. His mercies are awaiting for us tomorrow morning. So our hope is not so much on the wishful thinking, you know, but it is grounded in the unchanging character of God, His faithfulness. So brothers and sisters, once again, let us step into the new year, hearing the Lord speaking to us. The Lord speaking to us, I am your refuge. I am your strength. I am your ever-present help. Be still and know that I am God. Do not worry about tomorrow. My mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And so may the Lord help all of us. Amen.